In a campaign speech yesterday, President Obama referred to a talk show host and friend of Donald Trump who had literally described him and Hillary Clinton as demons who smelled of sulfur. That talk show host is a conspiracy theorist called Alex Jones, and he and his website InfoWars have been a significant influence on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The journalist and documentary maker John Ronson has made a speciality of extremists and conspiracy theorists in books like Them and The Men Who Stare at Goats. He profiled Alex Jones in Them, and he returned to observe the man's influence on Trump on the campaign trail for a Kindle single ebook called The Elephant in the Room. On a mobile phone from New York, John Ronson told me about Trump's use of Jones's theories.
Trump gave a speech in California about how there was no drought in California. In fact, there was plenty of water, but the Californian officials had seized the water and dropped it in the ocean to feed a particular 3-inch fish. And the giveaway was 3-inch fish, because Alex had done this exact same story and had talked about a 3-inch fish. So that totally came from Alex. Plus, by the way, I mean, Trump has publicly praised Alex for his far-reaching influence and how much everybody respects him. So the link is incontrovertible.
You first met him 20 years ago. You went on a very strange adventure together, and you had a disagreement about all of that. You went back to visit him and reconnected. What was that like? Because there must have been a certain degree of tension. He knew that you didn't believe in his conspiracies.
But you know what? There wasn't a lot of tension. Weirdly, we had some great adventures together. Me and him snuck into a secret summer camp in Northern California called Bohemian Grove, where people like George Bush have these weird rituals where a papier-mâché effigy is thrown into a bonfire in front of a giant owl. And me and Alex snuck in, this is like in the year 2000, we snuck into Bohemian Grove and witnessed and secretly filmed these kind of bizarre rituals that the ruling elite have. And so the fact that I'm a liberal, well, I wouldn't call myself a Hillary Clinton supporter, but I'm certainly massively anti-Trump, and Alex is a pro-Trump, none of that was a problem, really, because we've had these great adventures together, and I think as people we really like each other.
But these are people on what is called the alt-right. What is the alt-right, and why is it so important now?
Well, the alt-right is like a loose collection of people like Alex, who are conspiracy theorists, and then you have racists, white nationalists, white supremacists, you have these misogynistic sites like Breitbart. So it's like a kind of collection of people who, you know, agree in some ways and disagree in others. And they all are influencing Trump. I mean, this is Trump's base. It's extraordinary that the Republican Party has been taken over by these, you know, these people who are always fringe crazy people who believe crazy things. You know, a lot of them are kind of white supremacists. And Trump has a real connection with these people, and they influence him. And they influence his campaign.
Two extraordinary things happened in the debate, and one of them is just everywhere at the moment, and that, of course, is Donald Trump's sexual remarks. But the other was that Donald Trump threatened to jail Hillary Clinton if he became president. Yeah. So that also was familiar to you.
Yes. So there's this meme that's all over the Trump campaign. When you go to Trump campaign speeches, you'll see the audience is full of people wearing T-shirts that say Hillary for prison.
And that comes from Alex Jones?
That comes from Alex Jones. The T-shirts are manufactured by Alex. The slogan is his. It was even said on stage. I mean, my God, it was said on stage at the debate, but it was said on stage at the Republican National Convention. I mean, my Alex, who believes that Sandy Hook never happened, it was all faked with actors, the Oklahoma bomb never happened, who says that Hillary Clinton and President Obama are literal demons who smell of sulfur, who believes that Michelle Obama had Joan Rivers murdered because she found out that Joan Rivers was actually a man, who believes that the American government is putting secret chemicals in juice boxes to turn Americans gay. Alex is influencing Donald Trump to the extent that his rallies are full of people wearing Hillary for prison shirts.
You've got a quote in your ebook where you say, in previous election campaigns, there was a clear delineation between the serious main event and the reckless fringe, but not in this. Is that the main point as far as you're concerned?
I think so, yeah. I think the egalitarian nature of the internet has done some really great things, but it's also created insane chaos, and Trump and the Trump campaign is part of that chaos. It feels like all of us, with our polarized, divisive ways, have polluted the waters, and Trump emerged from them like a kind of three-eyed fish.
Is it a form of mass hysteria? In other words, do you think that it'll come and go, and that a couple of years from now people will be looking back and saying, how could we ever have done that? Or do you think it's the beginning of a trend?
Trump is losing, thank God, you know. Is there some collusion between the mainstream media and Hillary Clinton's campaign? You know, probably there is some collusion. You know, when Trump says that, I think it's true. I think everybody has decided that Trump would be incredibly dangerous. And so I think Trump will lose the election and things will kind of go back to normal a little bit. However, I think we need to think of these times as, oh my God, if things have taken a slightly different turn, this could have been, look, I don't want to get too grandiose here, but, you know, this could have been Germany in 1929.
John Ronson, his Kindle single is called The Elephant in the Room, A Journey into the Trump Campaign and the Alt-Right. He was speaking on the phone from New York.